Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth. On our program, we like to interview entrepreneurs as well as artists. So make sure that you check out both of these styles of interviews on Mondays and Thursdays. But on Tuesdays, we love to do business tips, our Tuesday tips. And today, I want to talk about the art of being a good listener. We know and we've heard how important it is to be a good listener, and it is a skill that you can develop. And it is very important when you are trying to conduct business, when you're trying to build relationships, when you are trying to meet new people, when you are trying to grow your business. Being a good listener is one of the greatest skill sets that you can have. So let's just cover a couple of tips today on what can you do to help you become a better listener. Number one, repeat people's last few words to make them feel that you are really engaged and that you are listening. This will also give you time to recover from any emotional response. You never want in conversations to get emotional or speak without thinking. By repeating people's last few words, people feel that they were heard, and at the same time, you can get your emotions in check so that you do not respond without thinking. Number two, don't put into your own words unless absolutely necessary. You can say, "So what I think you mean," or in other words, to make sure that you understand an individual's response or an individual's comments and what they're asking. They could even be asking a question of you, and you want to make sure you before you respond that you actually understand what it is that they're saying. Or you do not want to walk away from a conversation absolutely having no idea what the person was talking about. Later, you might be referencing that conversation and you might have all of the details absolutely incorrect. So in being a good listener, make sure that you don't always say, "So in other words, you mean this." Actually use this when you truly do not fully understand what the individual is talking about. And again, it's better to start the conversation. "So what I think that you're saying, or what I think I understand you to be saying, is this." And then they have that chance to say, "Oh my gosh, no. What I meant was this." And then you have a clear understanding going forward in the conversation and for any future conversations that you may have. This also helps you in sort of prejudging or having any preconceived ideas about what someone's talking about when in fact they don't mean that at all. And this can cause different feelings of any future connections that you might have with this individual. Number three, offer nonverbal clues that you are listening, like making really good eye contact. I know for me, that's one of my big pet peeves, even with my husband, my daughter, is when I'm talking to them, they're either looking at their phone or they're looking away or they're looking at something else. And I'm like, "Look at me," because when you're making really good eye contact with someone, you know that they are listening. So this is important, eye contact. Other nonverbal clues are things like nodding, their facial expressions. This allows people to see, wow, they're fully engaged with what I'm talking about. Body language is another one. So make sure that you are offering nonverbal clues to make the person speaking feel like they are being heard and acknowledge them. Number four is to pay attention to nonverbal clues of the other individual that is speaking, like their tone of voice. When they get really quiet, or they might get a little bit louder, or facial expressions, and you can understand maybe they're speaking with concern, or maybe they're speaking with delight, or maybe they're excited. So if you can watch these facial expressions, you can also be a better listener of what the content actually is. So you need to give good verbal clues or nonverbal clues, and you need to watch for nonverbal clues. Number five is ask more questions than you think you need to. When you ask people questions, it actually allows you to be more of a participant in that conversation. People feel more valued in that conversation, as long as the questions are not so direct and sort of antagonistic. You don't want to ask questions that put people on the defense. So you want to ask questions like you're interested, like you'd like to know a little bit more about that detail. And as you do this, people will become more animated. They become more engaged. They really feel like, wow, this person cares about what I'm talking about. The more that we allow individuals to be heard and we make them feel like we think what they're saying is important, we're listening, the more that they will actually have really good feelings toward us. So that's how you build longer lasting relationships, is when people feel like they matter. Number six, minimize distractions as much as possible, such as your phone, the TV, listening to other people's conversations if you are in a large room. I know for me, that's one of my biggest offenses, if you will, and people have called me out on it, is I'm listening to the individual, but I'm also listening to the conversation that is going on with two other individuals, either behind me, on the side of me. And I've actually had people say, wow, do you want to join them in that conversation? And then I'm embarrassed. And so I haven't been called out on it in a very, very long time. I'll bet you probably 20 years. But I can remember a time when I had a real problem with that. And it's rude. It is absolutely rude. And I'm thankful that I got called out on it, because it made me realize it doesn't make people feel good. And in fact, people become like, wow, you know, she's looking for a more important conversation or somebody better to be hanging around with. So I've learned to watch those distractions. Try not to be listening in on the other conversations. Try not to be looking at your phone. The phone right now is the number one culprit of how people are not building actually really good relationships and how they're really not listening. We're all guilty of it. Anybody listening to this podcast, if they say that they don't do that, they are absolutely not telling the truth. Every single one of us does it. Now, do I try to really minimize that? Yes, because I absolutely despise when someone else is doing it to me. However, my daughter will say, did you even hear what I just said? You know, I need you to look at me instead of your phone. And when she does that, I feel horrible, but she's spot on. It's exactly what I was doing. And when I put it down, then I can completely grasp the conversation. And you know what? When your kids want to talk to you and want to have a conversation with you that's meaningful, this is sometimes how we're missing things that are super important. They deserve that as much as anybody else that you're in a conversation with. Even more, because they're your kids and they probably want to, if they're wanting to talk to you, they probably have something important that they want to say, or maybe it isn't that important, but this will allow them to feel safe to come and talk to you in future situations. And you want that with your children. So make sure that you are minimizing distractions as much as possible. Acknowledge your shortcomings. So if you are unfamiliar with what someone is talking about, again, we went back to one of our earlier things was to ask questions. Admit, I'm unfamiliar with this. So if someone is telling you something and they're expecting you fully know what they're talking about and you go along like you know what they're talking about, you know, a lot of times we do this because we don't want to look foolish or we don't want to be embarrassed, but it actually causes more problems down the road. You're better off to say, wow, I'm unfamiliar with that. Can you explain that a little bit more? This actually makes people feel heard. It also makes people feel more important. So this is another really good way of being a good listener is to acknowledge your own shortcomings. If you're really tired and they're telling you something really super heavy, say, I am so sorry. I'm exhausted because I didn't get any sleep last night. Can you repeat that? Or I just to let you know, I definitely want to hear this, but I really got very little sleep last night, or I have a horrific cold and I'm having a hard time concentrating. Acknowledge those shortcomings because then the person understands what the issue is instead of thinking that you're just really not that interested in what they are talking about. So that is number 7. Number 8 is don't rehearse or think about what your response is going to be while the other person is still talking. I would have to say that out of all of these, that is the one that my husband has the greatest struggle with. And it's because he has a lot of knowledge about a lot of things, and he always wants to give his opinion, or he wants to give his thoughts on it, or he wants to say what he's heard or what he's learned or what he knows. And when you're constantly doing that, one, you can even interrupt the person before they're even done talking or they're finished with what it was that they were trying to say. So it makes it feel like what I know or what I have to say is more important than what you have to say. And that can make the person really feel put off when in fact you're just trying to contribute. But if you're always thinking about what your response is or what you can contribute to that conversation, then I can promise you that you are not actively listening to what the person is really saying. A lot of people have issues with this particular one. So I think it's a big one. It should be probably up earlier in the list of top 10 things, but that is definitely one that you want to pay attention to. Number 9 is monitor your reactions. So pay attention. Don't respond in anger. Don't respond quickly. You know, if you have to count to 10, take a deep breath. If you need to actually pause, don't rush to argue or discount the conversation. And we can see this happen often is when a person is talking and then the other person says, I have to totally disagree with you. You know, I let the person completely finish what they have to say. And oftentimes I have grown to this point, I pause and I say, that's interesting. My experience with that has been slightly different. Or I don't say anything. You know what? I rarely ever say to a person, I completely disagree with you, or I don't really believe that that's true, or it puts people in an extremely defensive situation, it usually is not good for the conversation. And oftentimes it doesn't really matter. You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but only when asked for. And that's what I think is so important, is that we learn to control our responses. And sometimes there's just no need to say, I completely and totally disagree with you. And I have had situations that has certainly been the case. And I think what the person is saying is absolutely ludicrous. But I just sit there and I say, wow, that's really interesting. You know, my experience has been slightly different. And I might say that. Now, I'm not saying what they're saying is wrong, or I'm not questioning what they're saying. I'm saying, here's my experience with that. So it's just another way of looking at it. And maybe then that will cause that person to actually listen to your point of view without you judging or questioning their point of view. If people would learn to engage in just some of these tactics, they would have better conversations, and then consequently, they would have better relationships. And you know what? Sometimes it's just worth not saying anything at all. And the person says what they think, and I just think, this is not worth touching with a 10-foot pole, or I know that what that person is saying is not right whatsoever. And sometimes, especially if there's a lot of people around, I'll say, wow, I had never heard that before. I think I read somewhere that. Now, I may know it for a fact. And I see people doing this all the time. So, oh, that's not what I read. I read this. Well, we all know that you can read different things on subjects now, depending on how the person wants to slant it to almost anybody's view or opinion. So it's really important that you don't become super offensive, putting that other person on the defense. That will not end in a good way. And then number 10, this one isn't always applicable, but if it is a serious conversation or it's something that is going to really require your attention, create a comfortable setting in order to have the conversation. Sometimes the biggest mistakes is that people know that they need to have, maybe it is a slightly confrontational meeting, or it's a very meaningful conversation that they need to have with someone. Maybe it's a very emotional conversation that they would like to have with someone. And then you end up doing it in a restaurant where it's very loud. You've got a waitress coming, interrupting the conversation, and there's a lot of emotion involved. So if you want to be a good listener, and especially if the conversation is going to be one of emotional content, distress, someone really needs your ear because they're going through a difficult time, try to make sure that you can have a comfortable setting and make it as comfortable as possible for that other individual with the least likely chance of distractions or interruptions. That will make for a better conversation. So these are just some of the top tips of becoming a good listener. And here's just a couple of rapid little tips that kind of go along with it. And that is, talk less, listen more. If you want to learn to be a good listener, talk less. Don't be the one in the room always monopolizing the conversations. This will help you to learn to be a better listener. Be okay with silences. Don't feel like you have to fill up the room with talking. Be okay in that moment of silence, especially when you're with a group of people. Always ask good questions. It always looks like you're interested and involved in the conversation. And be very careful when sharing your personal experiences. It's good to help people feel validated. Like, I know how you feel. I had a similar situation. But don't say, and here's how I overcame it. Because what you're making the person feel is they're not validated in the way that they handled it or the way that they felt. So don't always feel like you have to offer a solution when someone is talking with you. That's something I've had to work on a lot because it's in my nature to offer solutions to individuals. So don't offer solutions unless you're asked, like, what would you do in this situation? But it is okay. So sometimes to say, I had a similar experience. They may say, well, then what did you do? How did you handle that? What happened? Now they've asked me for it because maybe they are looking for some advice. So don't give advice unless asked for or your opinion. That is an art of being a good listener as well. And don't stress out about saying the right thing. I have seen so many people, and I know a couple of people, that they stress so much about what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, what their response is going to be, that it makes them look like they really don't know what they're talking about or that they're not very confident. So don't stress out in conversations so much that you think so much of what you're going to say before you say it. So those are some tips in having really good conversations, but most importantly, in being a good listener. So thanks so much for tuning in today for our Tuesday tip. Make sure that you check out our other really great interviews. We have business entrepreneurs on Mondays, and we have our artists on Thursdays, and you can glean lots of really great information from both of them. I love my interviews, and remember, working from your happy place is different for everyone, but it really boils down to really loving what you do. And so, if you really want to enjoy your business, if you want to enjoy your life, if you want to build good, strong relationships, if you want to have great conversations, then learning to be a good listener will take you very, very far. Thanks so much for tuning in today on Work From Your Happy Place. And remember, share it with a friend. We love to get reviews. And remember to follow or subscribe so you don't miss a single great episode. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.